In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The topic for the third conference is humility. The virtue that is well known among those who truly strive for spiritual perfection. It is a virtue that is particularly well known among Franciscans. St. Francis built the order upon two virtues, poverty and humility. The very name, the letters OFM, are Order of Friars Minor. Why did he use those words? The word minor here is essential in understanding. He wanted his brothers to be little, to be humble, to be unnoticed by the world. Humility is the very core of what we strive to practice as Franciscans. How does humility relate to Lent? Everything. Really everything. You've heard me already speak about one's approach to Lent. Suffering. Now we broaden that a little bit and we talk about virtue in itself. It is only through humility that an individual can begin to truly overcome their faults and failings. There's no magic here. You know, somebody might say, well, you know, I'm trying, but I don't seem to be getting anywhere. Well, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. Because some of the saints felt as though they were the most proud people on the face of the earth. St. Francis himself referred to himself as, I am a worm and no man. He considered himself on the same level as a worm, when in fact he is considered, if not the greatest of saints, one of the greatest saints in heaven. Because the humble will not think that they're humble. Now, what does this mean? Humility in itself. It's an understanding of our unworthiness before God. It doesn't need to be complicated. Sometimes we like to think that, okay, you take some type of theological degree or some great understanding. It does take wisdom. You'd be able to understand humility. If you understand your own sinfulness, and this is perhaps one of the most important things about this virtue. We as Catholics from a very young age are taught to make an examination of conscience each time we go to confession. At the time of that examination, if we take just a moment and we come to understand how unworthy we are before God, that's an act of humility. The challenge is, the spiritual challenge is being able to maintain that day in and day out in the smallest of things and the most important of things, one's approach. Don't look for notoriety. There's a phrase that I learned many years ago in regards to religious life, but it also refers to everybody. It was used in reference to religious life, but it applies to lay and religious alike. Do good and disappear. Do an act of charity. Help someone in some way. The smallest of acts. And don't look for praise. Do it and walk away. That's an example of making an act of humility. We live in a society, as you well know, that they want to pump up the individuals. They want you to be noticed. They want you to think that, you know, you deserve for the world to acknowledge you. And social media in recent years has just put this on steroids. people want to be acknowledged. How many followers do you have? What in the world does that have to do with anything in the reality of it all? But you see, some people make a big deal of it. That's just one small example. So many different things in life that you can go either way. You can do them looking for notice, looking for some acknowledgement. Even the thank you. Now, most of us were taught from a young age to say please and thank you. That's good manners. We all understand that. But what if there's someone that doesn't say please, and more so, doesn't say thank you? Do we get bent out of shape? That would be an example of just accepting it, saying nothing, and moving on. Patience within the home. Home is where it really starts. Patience with each other. Patience and humility go together. We separate them because they are different virtues, but so often they're connected. Because if you're patient and you strive to be patient, there's an act of humility there. But if you're an individual who has a very quick trigger, becomes very impatient, which usually is going to lead to anger, that's an act of pride. I wonder how many Catholics consider this when they go to confession. Because they examine their conscience, they go to confession, they list any whatever sins you're guilty of. How many consider the fact that every sin you commit is an act of pride? It's actually a sin against humility. Because you're rebelling against God. And boy, the human race is it's a motley group, because we have learned to offend God in so many different ways. It is just horrendous. And especially those who sin grievously and mock God while they're doing it. For ourselves, those of us who are truly striving, first and foremost, to get to heaven. And I've heard several people over the years, Catholics, and you say, Father, I just want to get to heaven. I understand the sentiment exactly. Because life can be such a struggle, given a person's circumstances. And there are a variety of them. It can be just that. It can be a struggle just to get to heaven because of what they are living with, what they're having to accept. And here's something. Acts of humility don't have to be spoken about. They don't need to be some great scene thing by others. It can rest in the realm of your own soul very quietly, because it comes back to willingly humbling yourself before God. Life is filled with any number of different things that we can see. We're visual beings. But what about the unseen? Now we know that God is present in the Blessed Sacrament. But what if we were able to actually see, really, the throne of God above this tabernacle? And I don't mean a vision. I mean the Trinity right in front of us, truly present. If we're not prostrate, we're not in the right position. In other words, we would get that. We would understand the act of humility that would be needed as we stand before God. But we live in a world where we don't, where we're not allowed to see in that particular realm. It's very similar with the angels. We know angels exist, but we can't see them. Only a select few have been privileged to be able to see an angel visually, as though they were human beings. And the same thing with God. It shouldn't take the ability to see something or someone before we understand what is our proper disposition. How should we look at it? We should be willing to humble ourselves before God and men. And men is the key here. Because you will have many people who will gladly humble themselves before God. They understand that. That's a concept that they can understand. But when it comes to humbling yourself before other men, you have a lot of people who refuse to. It creates a roadblock. Because they're not too willing to do that. And you see, there's the key. Because sanctity is not about what's easy. It's more importantly about what is difficult. We all understand the idea that we go through a particular day and we haven't had too many problems. When I say problems, things that are create a difficult situation for you. Maybe it's occasion of sin. Maybe it's relating with others. You know, I hear stories from time to time of our own Catholics and what they have to deal with in the workplace. And I'm thinking, wow. Wow. It's quite something. And yet that's part of your cross. It's part of what you deal with. And humility is the key to all of this. You will not find a proud saint in heaven because there is no such thing. You will only find humble saints in heaven. Because they all came to understand that humility is the key to sanctity. We must humble ourselves before God and men. And not just in theory. See, this is the thing, because people will read about humility and they say, yes, 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 I understand, I agree, I agree. But when it comes to putting it into practice, in relations with others, no matter who it is, family, friends, co-workers, etc. How do we measure up? Whether it's some nasty thought that never reaches your lips, or it's some blatant, proud act that comes out. It all wars against the virtue of humility. And there's the key. Our Lord himself has told us, learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. The answers to practicing virtue are right in the scripture multiple times. And that means that we have to strive. Now, there's one thing about this, because sometimes Catholics misunderstand this. Having the desire to practice humility doesn't mean you go around every day with your head down and it's like, woe is me. No, that's not humility. That's actually an act of pride. Because in doing it, you're drawing attention to yourself. You got your head up. You're not looking down at others, no. But you're going about your business, and there's a certain honor, a certain dignity that's there. Okay? And yet, intellectually, spiritually, you're willing to humble yourselves first and foremost to God. And it starts with prayer. It starts with prayer. Do we make an act of humility when we pray to God? Oh Lord, I humble myself before you in the Blessed Sacrament. You can use a formal prayer. You can use a short phrase like I just did. Sometimes the informal ones have a better meaning, better purpose for the individual. But the point is that that's where the act of humility needs to start. For the individual who strives to do that and is able to do it to some extent, God knows how successful you are. We should not be concerned with our success in these areas because we should constantly strive to do more and to be better. You will find God's blessings, his graces, and the willingness to accept anything and everything that comes your way in life. This is why the saints, it has been said, the saints, regardless of what was going on around them, remained calm and at peace. Because at first they learned that God is in control, but they also were living the virtue of humility. You combine these things and you find that God is pleased. Don't concern yourself with, okay, to what degree is God pleased with me? There's going to be that question, yes. But you don't allow it to be a stumbling block. But the problem is that the moment you think that you are practicing humility and are humble, that's an act of pride. That's the interesting thing about this particular virtue. Just strive to be humble. Strive to acknowledge your own unworthiness before God. And you will find that in the end, God will raise you up as a great saint in heaven. Amen.